Have you ever heard of a company called Nexperia? N-E-X-P-E-R-I-A. Well, you may not have heard of it, but I'm certain that the vehicles that you have driven contain parts from this company called Nexperia, because they supply about 40% of the transistors and diodes and simple electronics that go into vehicles all over the world, including vehicles made by companies like BMW and Volkswagen and Toyota and many others. General Motors, you know, Ford has exposure through its suppliers, etc. Well, the company Nexperia was just seized in the Netherlands by the Dutch government. Actually, it happened last week. The government just outright stole the company. They said, we want it. We're just going to take it. So they took it. And they just, you know, hey, it's ours now, and we have a law that says we can do that. And they do. I mean, it's just straight up piracy. Now, it turns out that this company is owned by a Chinese company. The parent company is called Wingtech Technology. And Wingtech has been named by President Trump. It's been put on the blacklist of companies to mess with, to block their imports and exports and don't sell anything to them, etc. And the Dutch government was following Trump's directives in seizing Nexperia. And they think that this is winning. So the Chinese parent company said, well, gosh, if the Dutch have stolen the Nexperia company, then we're not going to support them from China any longer. Not going to provide the raw materials, not going to provide the people, the know-how. You know, basically, they declared force majeure on Nexperia and canceled all delivery contracts of all the components that Nexperia normally delivers to automakers all across Western Europe and North America. And what do you think happened after this? Well, then pretty quickly, these automakers started to sound the alarm to say, hey guys, we're not going to be able to make cars and stuff because, you know, we need the parts. We need the transistors. We need the diodes. We need the electronics that go into the control systems and so on. And you can't even sue the company, Nexperia. You can't sue them for, you know, blocking the contracts because now they're owned by the Dutch government that will not respond to your lawsuit anyway. And they're just like, yeah, screw you. And it turns out the Dutch don't know how to run the company. Yeah. And I'm not insulting the Dutch people. I have great admiration for Dutch people. Just the people from the Netherlands who I have known have always been really highly intelligent, well-informed people. And I'm sure we have many of you listening here as well. So, you know, don't interpret this as an attack on the Dutch people. This is criticism of the idiots in the Dutch government, because everywhere across Europe, the idiots rise to the highest level of power. It's true in the UK. It's true in France. You know, it's true in Germany, especially Germany. They must have like a retard convention to get the dumbest people in power at the top of Germany. But the Dutch have the same problem. So you get all these idiots in the Dutch government who think, oh, we'll just steal this company and then we'll control the microchips. Well, the electronics, excuse me. And then it turns out you can't make the electronics because you don't know what you're doing. And China just cut off all of its know-how. So this is all because Trump wants to punish China. So as a result, the Dutch target the Nexperia company, right? Shut it down. Delivery stop to all the automakers. We are right now just weeks away from auto companies shutting down production in Western Europe and all across North America. This is called FAFO, F-A-F-O, right? If you F around with the global supply chain, pretty soon you find out how stupid you are. And I mean that to Trump in this case and the Trump administration. Yeah, you thought you were going to hurt China, but China's got all the components it needs. China's not cut off from Nexperia, because China knows how to make that stuff right at home. Who gets cut off is the Western manufacturers of cars and trucks. That's who's going to have to shut down. And there aren't enough other makers of these components to make up for the shortage. So that's why this is FAFO. You effed around and now you're going to find out. It's just incredible. It's so unbelievably stupid that, you know, you'd have to be an economic idiot to come up with this stuff. This decision by Trump and the Dutch government was so unbelievably stupid that I had to go research it and make sure it wasn't some kind of a prank. And sure enough, if you go to automotivemanufacturingsolutions.com, here's a headline: Nexperia standoff imperils global auto production within weeks. A trade dispute between the U.S. and China has left automakers scrambling. The Dutch government's seizure of chipmaker Nexperia and Beijing's swift retaliation have severed supplies of essential semiconductors, threatening production halts across Europe and North America. Just like what I said. So, you see, not only did the Dutch government seize Nexperia, and not only did China then shut down support for that company, but China then also blocked exports of those same components out of China itself. In other words, China is saying to Europe that, hey, if you're going to steal our companies, we're just not going to sell you those components. So good luck. And I want you to understand that Western countries, they must be just collapsing in sheer desperation, because, of course, Western Europe is also trying to steal $300 billion of Russia's deposits, you know, holdings. They just want to steal that $300 billion so badly. They're always talking about, we're going to take the $300 billion. Most of that is held by Euroclear in Europe. Some of it's held in the U.S., a few billion dollars, but most of it's in Euroclear. And they've been really trying to figure out a way that they can just steal it and still claim to support the rule of law. Now they're stealing companies, just entire manufacturing. This is, we're just going to steal it. They also steal ships in the Mediterranean. They steal oil from ships. They will steal like Russian ships and then change the ownership and put up a new flag and then, you know, call it, you know, a Greek ship or something. They do that all the time. This is what Western Europe consists of: a bunch of thieves and pirates. Again, I'm talking about the government, at the government level, not the people, just to be clear. The government leaders are a bunch of thieves and pirates, and, well, as long as we're using adjectives, also retards. So the question is, how dumb are they? I mean, how dumb? Dumb's not even the right word. Even retard's not the right word. And I know both of those words trigger some people. So let's go further. We need a new word of sheer stupidity that transcends the word retard so that we can properly describe the leadership of European nations. I don't even know what that word could possibly be. It's got to have probably tard in it somewhere. Let's just call it, how about Eurotard? Although I don't mean for that to apply to everybody, obviously, in Europe, so maybe that's not the right word, but we'll use it temporarily for now. Just understand I apply it to the leaders. Eurotard leaders. It's like a suicide cult of woke idiots who actually want to destroy their own countries and their own economies and their own industry. Germany celebrated the destruction of Nord Stream while its own industry was gutted. They know that the U.S. blew up the Nord Stream pipelines. They know. Joe Biden promised to do it. But who was it? Which German leader was standing right next to him when he promised to blow up Nord Stream? I remember seeing that clip. It's been a while. I forgot who was standing there. But Germany knows the U.S. blew up Nord Stream. They don't care. The leaders don't care. The Eurotard leaders. They're just watching as BASF, B-A-S-F, shuts down virtually all operations in Germany, moves it all over to China, and starts making everything in China. The BASF plant in China is cranking 24/7 now, producing all the chemicals and molecules and industrial, you know, precursor chemicals that used to be made in Germany. They're now made in China. And China can just block the export in retaliation against something stupid that the Eurotards are doing, like stealing their companies. So none of us can understand the sheer stupidity of the European leaders. It's beyond comprehension that they would claim also to be the rule of law people, the democracy people, while they run around just literally stealing and pirating entire companies. Well, you know, good luck Volvo, good luck Volkswagen, good luck BMW, good luck Audi and Saab and all you European car companies. I will never buy your cars again. Not that I don't want to. I won't even have the opportunity because you won't be able to make them. Because you have no energy and you have no parts. Because you're so stupid. Your leaders are so stupid. They would shoot themselves in the face with buckshot if they thought it would deprive China of some buckshot. It's just stupidity at a level I've never seen before in my life. And I've seen some stupid stuff out there. Because I've traveled quite a bit, but this beats it all. As I said in my tweet, it's like they stole the company. Now the company basically shuts down. So the Dutch leaders are standing around holding this empty shell of a company in one hand and pardon my language, but holding each other's dicks in the other, looking at each other and wondering what to do. How do we make cars now? Oh, yeah, you don't. Because you don't have components. Because you just ruined the company that makes them. Talk about, you know, it shouldn't be declared force majeure. It should be force retard. That's the invocation. The company, Nexperia, should issue a letter. We have declared force retard. Not an act of God, but an act of stupidity by the Eurotard leaders. Yeah. Because they are so retarded, we can't deliver microchip and electronic components any longer to all the companies that make cars and trucks all over the world. So good luck. And how much you want to bet some of these Western countries, they'll make the cars without the components and they'll just try to sell them anyway and hope nobody notices. Like, yeah, this car is awesome. Just don't try to use blinkers. Yeah, those blinkers, you know, we got the stealth blinkers for you. Yeah, when you can't see them, they're silent stealth blinkers. But trust us, it's all good. Just keep buying our cars. You know, they like none of the electronics will work at all. It'd be like you start it up and nothing shows up on the screen. It'd be like buying a 1972 Chevy truck or something. You know, everything's analog. They're gonna have to rip out all the electronics and put in, you know, all the old displays and everything. Well, not displays, gauges. That's what I mean. Gauges, which are more reliable anyway. I wouldn't mind a vehicle with gauges. But that's not what we're going to get. We're going to get government bailouts of the automakers because they're all going to go bankrupt. And you know, you can bail out car companies by printing money, but you can't print cars. So, I mean, this is going to end up being corporate welfare where governments like the U.S. government, you know, the U.K. government, et cetera, they just pay, or the German government in particular, they pay these companies to sit around and not make cars. Because, I mean, it's going to be just like it's a UBI for INC, you know, incorporated. UBIs for INCs. Free money for car companies paying them to not make cars. Which is entirely consistent with government policy anyway in the U.S. because we pay farmers to not grow food. And we pay people to not work a job. So why not pay car companies to not make cars? We'll just call it, you know, bailouts. And then the American people who need a new car, they're, you know, going around the car dealer lots like, where's all the cars? Well, yeah, guess what? We're not really in the business of making cars. We're in the business of collecting government bailouts for not making cars. Oh, that's an incredible new economy. Yeah, it's the Trump economy. That's the Trump effect. So we pay you to not do stuff. And then nobody has new cars. But everybody's got a UBI. But you can't afford groceries because hyperinflation's kicking in because the national debt's increasing by $1 trillion every 75 days now. So there you go. If you have a reliable car right now, you might want to just hold on to it. You may not be able to get parts. You may not be able to get new cars. The probably reliable used cars, which is, you know, Toyota. The Toyota brand has the best, at least in my mind, the best long-term, you know, resale value and reliability. Whereas Ford is like garbage, junk, you know, GM is largely junk. Get a good Toyota and hold on to it would be my advice. And remember that every time Trump attacks another Chinese company, the people that it hurts the most are Americans and Europeans. This doesn't hurt the Chinese. Chinese people are laughing at the West. Oh, you hurt yourself. Boomerang, you know? Sorry, I don't mean to insult Chinese people. I'm just, I like to do voices from time to time. Add a little bit of humor to the podcast. But yeah, the Chinese people are going to be like, you know, these Americans, McWarren, you know, oh my God, they're insane. They're stupid. It's hurting themselves and thinking they're hurting us. They're not hurting us. China's got the most incredible supply chain. They've got the supply chain nailed down. They've got the best cars in the world. They're making them in China. They're better than Teslas. CATL, C-A-T-L, they got these amazing sodium ion batteries that they're going to start manufacturing in December. These battery packs in their electric cars, they will last 5 million miles. 5 million miles, okay? That is unbelievable. I mean, the battery pack will outlast the car, okay? You're going to save the battery pack when the car is all run down and over with. You're going to pull the battery pack out and stick it in your new car. China now makes the world's best cars, by far. Better even than, you know, European brands, all the luxury brands that cost a fortune to repair. China makes better cars for a lot less money. The only reason we don't have them in the USA is because of massive tariffs on Chinese automobiles. China makes the world's best robots, the world's best cars, the world's best drones, the world's best batteries, the world's best, you know, energy storage systems, on and on and on. Nobody in Europe, nobody in the US, nobody in Canada even competes. It's not even close at this point. So when we cut off China, we only hurt ourselves. And this idea that Trump thinks we can bully China into some kind of compliance, it's just not working at all. It's not gonna work because China doesn't need trade with the USA. China's not gonna abandon its capabilities and its markets and its exports just to appease one economically illiterate President Trump. China's not going to do that. China's just going to say, look, we'll ride out this Trump administration. Whatever they do, they do. We're just going to keep developing markets all over the world. We're going to keep building the world's best cars, robots, drones, AI engines, you name it. The best telecommunications equipment, you know, the best microchips. Well, maybe Taiwan has that spot at the moment, but Taiwan will probably pretty soon be officially part of China anyway. So that'll be China. And then what's the U.S. going to do? U.S. doesn't make jack except, you know, weapons that barely work. The U.S. manufactures debt. That's what the U.S. is known for, making debt, not making products that are any good. I mean, seriously, just buy a U.S.-made car versus, you know, like a Japanese brand like Toyota. There's no comparison. The U.S. car falls apart. Stuff starts breaking on it in the first month. I had a U.S. truck with a diesel engine, you know? A plug came out of the diesel engine, just started throwing engine oil all over the place. It was brand new. Yeah, they forgot to put the plug in it in the factory. They were supposed to put some thread lock on the plug, you know, like a nickel's worth of thread lock. And as a result, it was a warranty repair, but that warranty repair cost, I think it was $6,000, because a worker in the American factory forgot to put 5 cents worth of thread lock on a screw that goes into the engine that stops the oil from coming out everywhere. You know, it's like there's no quality system at all. It's very simple. So every time the U.S. cuts off China from the parts and the supply chains, it hurts us. It hurts Americans. It hurts our retailers. It hurts our car dealers. It hurts our consumers. It hurts us. Everything boomerangs on Trump. The answer to all this is not to, you know, steal Chinese companies all over the world, because that just doesn't work. The answer is to trade with China, trade with Russia, stop waging war and start waging trade. And everybody benefits from trade. And then boost up our domestic education system and our skills so that we can compete with China, so that we can have people who know how to make stuff, so that we can incentivize innovation in our university system instead of teaching woke idiots how to be more woke and more idiotic, right? Compete with China. Don't steal their companies. That's idiot behavior. Just unbelievable. It's so obvious that the U.S. can't compete with China because they block Chinese drones. They're probably going to block Chinese robots. They already tariff the crap out of Chinese vehicles. And then we call ourselves fair trade, free trade. Are you kidding me? We don't have free trade in America. We block the world's best products from coming in because they're made in China. You know, look, I just have to say it like it is. And, you know, just for the record, look, I lived in Taiwan. I have a special place in my heart for Taiwan and the Taiwanese people. You know, my wife is from Taiwan. And I love Taiwan, but I know more about Chinese culture than most Americans because I speak Chinese and I lived there. And I also toured and I used to give presentations on network security in places like Hong Kong, etc. And I've seen what China has done over the last 20 years, and it's been absolutely remarkable. There was a time when I was very much, you know, anti-China, like, watch out, China's going to attack us and invade us, and they want to go to war with us. Now I realize that's not true at this point. Maybe it was true in the past. That's not true at all. China doesn't need to wage war with America. America is destroying itself. China just needs to keep doing what it's doing. Innovation, manufacturing scale, inventing new technologies and new products and new advanced materials. They don't need to go to war with anybody. They're winning in trade. They're winning in manufacturing. They're winning in industry. The country that wants to go to war with everybody is America. America wants to bomb China and bomb Russia and bomb everybody, bomb Iran. I just want to bomb everybody because America can't compete. So instead of competing, America wants to destroy the other country's factories. Or in the case of the Dutch government, steal the Chinese factories. That's what the West has become. Is just basically a global terrorist organization that runs around threatening and sabotaging other countries. Because we can't compete. Because our population has been so dumbed down by our broken education system and our welfare system and the complete lack of meritocracy in this country, where the most capable, most intelligent people are censored by all the big tech platforms, etc. So guess what? This is what you get. You get a country of people in the USA who can't work in a factory with any kind of accuracy. You get an industry that's completely gutted. You get a supply chain that's totally wrecked because of the policies of your president. And then you get a currency that's obliterated by endless money printing that ends up thrusting the American people into homelessness, poverty, destitution, starvation, and obsolescence. Okay? That's where we are as a nation. I mean, obviously there are exceptions to this. You know, you and I are some of the exceptions. We are still innovators. We can still build stuff. We know how to do stuff. We live the original American spirit. You know, we're always inventing and creating and helping others and trying to make the world a better place. But we're up against a bunch of idiots in charge in Washington, D.C. that are just destroying everything, destroying the supply chain, destroying the currency, destroying the industry, destroying the education system, destroying America's economic future, and destroying Europe's energy supply. You know, it's just, look, the U.S. empire is a global terrorist regime running around the world just blowing everything up. and then domestically blowing up our own economy. And that's why the American people are going to find themselves living in a third world existence, owning nothing and not having any kind of quality of life. And then one day, if they manage to be able to visit Beijing, for example, they'll be like, what, this is the future. Wow, I got teleported to the future, because a Chinese city looks like the future compared to a U.S. city, which looks like a shithole, a collapsing shithole. That's where we are. Even Russian cities look like the future compared to U.S. cities. Everything's falling apart in America. The airports, the bridges, the roads, the rule of law, the court system, the currency, the banking system, it's all falling apart. Well, Trump claims it's the greatest economy ever. No, it's not. It's the biggest debt ever. And it's going to end catastrophically. The American people are going to be thrust into abject poverty and desperation, and ultimately mass extermination. That's what's coming. So that's just the raw truth, folks. A little bit of a rant there from yours truly, but it's all true. Did you know China just invented a new analog AI chip that's 1,000 times faster than NVIDIA GPUs, but it uses 100 times less energy? You realize that? That's five orders of magnitude improvement in computational energy efficiency. You realize that? Five orders of magnitude. Not only does China have a lot more energy than the U.S., more than twice the amount of aggregate terawatt hours annually produced on their power grid compared to the USA, but now they're developing microchips that are, 100,000 times more energy efficient, you know, in terms of the watts per computational unit. it's like they don't need, like, you know, Trump tries to block all the lithography equipment so China can't make microchips. China doesn't care. They don't need Western lithography equipment. They're developing their own microchips that are revolutionary, way more advanced than anything that we create. China doesn't need the U.S., and Trump is still living in the past. China's living in the future. China's building the future. Trump still thinks it's 1987 and the U.S. can run around the world and threaten everybody with an aircraft carrier and, you know, sanctions for the dollar. Nobody cares anymore. We don't care about your stupid sanctions or your obsolete aircraft carriers. You know, China's like, if we want to sink them, we'll just sink them. We can sink all your aircraft carriers. You know, you have to fish them out from the bottom of the sea. Even Russia's like, yeah, we could sink them too. We could sink every aircraft carrier everywhere around the world in about 30 minutes with Oreshnik missiles. I mean, Trump's living in the past, and the American people are paying the price. So that's why we in America are getting poorer and poorer, because our leaders are sabotaging our supply chains, our economy, our currency, our financial system, while Trump enriches himself and his family members at the expense of the American people. No joke. That's where we are. That's kind of disgusting, isn't it? All right, well, that's my rant. Okay, I've said enough for today. Cause enough trouble. You know, I do this because I hope that maybe somebody in Washington, D.C. would turn this around, you know, pursue some wise economic policies. But first, they would have to understand economics, and that's not happening. So I don't know what to say. I guess you and I just have to do our best to survive this, make it through this, and we're going to have to live through some very difficult times with, you know, parts shortages, supply chains broken, you know, hyperinflation on everything from food and fuel and vehicles and electricity, you name it. You know, stuff's not working. The U.S. is not the world leader anymore, but it might soon be the leader in world poverty. You know, the way this is going, when the dollar collapses, you realize what that's going to do to hundreds of millions of Americans? Yeah, they're going to be impoverished overnight. What then? Huh? Well, maybe that's why Trump is preparing to roll out, you know, the military across all the cities to quell the riots that he knows are coming. Nine meals from anarchy. You've heard that saying. Nine meals from anarchy. When the dollar collapses, it won't take long for the people to take to the streets. Not you and I, because we already have our food supplies. We're going to stay home. We're not going to join, you know, the uprising. That's for people who did not prepare. Like, the last place you want to be is in the middle of an uprising when Trump deploys the military, because he'll massacre citizens, you know? He'll just unleash, like, artillery on them. He'll just order the military to take out square blocks of cities with all the civilians and everything. Just call them terrorists, you know? That's exactly where this is going. So, be prepared. Be prepared. Okay. If you want to get prepared, then, of course, you can follow more of my podcasts and interviews at Brighteon.com. But I want to tell you about our free Survival Coach AI engine, because I built it over the last 2 years. It's one of the new renditions of our AI engine that's at brightu.ai. Brightu, that's the letter U. Brightu.ai. Just go there and scroll down a little bit on the home page, and you'll see we have a wellness coach, which understands health, nutrition, cancer cures, dangers of vaccines, all that stuff. We've also got a financial advisor. Well, coach, I should say. It's not a licensed advisor, obviously. It's an AI engine that helps you research money and finance and currencies and gold and things like that. And then we have a survival coach that can help you survive. What you can do is you can go to the survival coach. It's free to use. You only need to register your email address. You don't need to give a name or a phone number or anything like that, okay? And it's completely free. And you can tell the survival coach, what are your preparedness goals? And it'll give you suggestions and ideas for how to get there. Or you can tell it what you've prepared so far. Like, you know, I live in a suburb. I have, you know, 50 gallons of water, and I got 1,000 rounds of 9mm. Maybe you want to leave that out. I got a zombie flamethrower, you know, whatever you have. And then you ask it, like, what am I missing? What should I do next? And it'll give you a plan. It'll tell you the strengths of your current situation and then the weaknesses that you need to shore up. You can also ask it for skills like, how do I build an emergency shelter? You know, what are the best foods to grow that have the most calorie output versus the calorie input of gardening work, etc.? What's the most reliable handgun? You know, it's also trained on the assembly and disassembly methods for 3,000 firearms. By the way, that was fun. Feeding it 3,000 PDF documents right there. Have fun, you know. Sometimes it hallucinates and it mixes up different gun parts, so you might want to be cautious with that. Practice firearm safety, you know, for sure. All AI engines hallucinate from time to time, but they give you pretty much the overall correct picture. But use the Survival Coach. It's completely free. Again, it's at brightu.ai, and that will help you in so many ways. And I'm going to continue to build more tools like that to help Americans and people all over the world to be better prepared for the collapse and the war that's coming, because our situation is dire. It's not looking good. Our leaders are way out of their league. They're not solving anything. They're actually making the situation far worse, and we're headed for an economic collapse, followed by mass civil unrest. Yeah, that's something to look forward to, huh? I say sardonically. So check it out again, brightu.ai. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, and I'm praying for America. I pray that I'm wrong about all this. I wish I were wrong. I wish you could just write this off and say, oh, no, he just had a doom rant, and he didn't mean it. But actually, I do mean it, and I do think we're in tons of trouble. So don't panic. Just get prepared. That's my advice. All right. Thank you for listening. God bless you all. Take care.
Feeling run down? Groovy B NAC capsules support your body's natural detox process by boosting glutathione, your master antioxidant. Clean, plant-based, and lab verified. Shop now at healthrangerstore.com.